Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Please be seated until it is time to come to receive communion.
Jesus, Lamb of God, Redeemer of the world.
It's wonderful to see the children here with us this morning after Sunday school. Children, come up to the front just for one wee moment, please. Don't be shy. All of you, come up to the front. Tell me all you've been doing. That's me. Just sit around here. All the way round. All the way round. That's it. Just have a wee seat there. Okay. I have been hearing you have been very busy this morning, because next Sunday is what day? Don't tell me it's Sunday, because it is. What day is next week? The harvest. And what do we do at harvest especially? What is it?
We harvest.
We harvest and we thank God for the food that we eat. That is right. I remember many years ago in my own church, I asked a child, where do we get our food from? From the shops. Yes, of course we do. But somebody has to grow the corn and the wheat and to make the bread and to get our milk from the cows and everything else. And the farmer has to work very hard to produce the crops. And yet the crops at the end of the day are dependent on God. Even with our modern machinery and everything else, if the harvest fails, everything fails. And so we thank God for the harvest, and we pray for other countries where perhaps the harvest has failed, and we remember them because they are starving. So I believe you've been making all sorts of things, have you, for next Sunday? Yeah. Shh! Don't tell anybody. It's got to be a surprise, hasn't it? So that everybody in the church will come and see the church decorated for harvest, the flowers and everything else, and also all the things that you've been making. Let's say a little prayer. You say this after me? Dear Lord God. Let me hear you. We've been talking about listening in church. Dear Lord God, thank you for the harvest.
Thank you for the harvest.
Thank you that you love us.
Thank you that you love us.
That you send us the rain and the sunshine to make everything grow.
As you bless us,
may we bless you.
Amen.